Conservative Hillsdale College fights leftist academics by expanding charter school network. By Brecken F. Teese on April 11, 2022. Hillsdale College, a conservative institute of higher education focused on teaching the Western tradition, is taking a stand against leftist indoctrination in K-12 education by opening a network of charter schools set on portraying America as an exceptionally good country. As K-12 schools around the country have been exposed as centers for indoctrinating children into believing America is a systemically racist and irredeemable country, the small liberal arts college in southern Michigan is looking to take on leftist academics by developing charter schools in its academic tradition as an alternative. Parents around the country became aware of leftist school districts injecting the anti-America pseudo-history coming out of the New York Times 1619 Project and critical race theory in the classroom, resulting in a parent-driven grassroots movement to take on school boards. While political processes are one way combating the indoctrination of children, Hillsdale seeks to fill the demand for something altogether different. Its 1776 curriculum offers what they told Breitbart News is an accurate account of American history and civics, which reflects the material taught at the college for decades. The inspiration for the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum springs from a sincere admiration and respect for America's founders and the principles they expressed so beautifully in the preamble of the Declaration of Independence, the school said. The recognition that all men are created equal, that our natural rights pre-exist government, and that governments are formed to protect the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of all citizens. The college that Justice Clarence Thomas called the shining city on a hill for its adherence to liberty is an antecedent of government, not a benefit from government, in his 2016 commencement address told Breitbart News that the school has never, and will not, accept any taxpayer money, and therefore their charter offerings only expand where there is parent and community demand. Three applications for Hillsdale member schools have been filed in Tennessee, where Governor Bill Lee, R., called Hillsdale's approach informed patriotism. For decades, Hillsdale College has been the standard bearer in quality curriculum and in the responsibility of preserving American liberty, Lee said. I believe their efforts are a good fit for Tennessee. Tennessee has set aside $32 million for the development of charter schools generally. If Hillsdale K-12 charter schools are approved, some of those funds could be used to open the schools as charters or public entities. Hillsdale College, however, does not accept government money. In what appears to be a hit piece about Hillsdale in the K-12 space, the New York Times, apparently unironically, said the advancements represent pushing the boundaries on the use of taxpayer money for politically tinged education. The Times also criticized Hillsdale for its glossy spin on American history and its negative take on the New Deal and the Great Society, both of which fundamentally altered the relationship between American citizens and their government, heavily favoring government power. Hillsdale appears to be answering a call from many parents and conservative lawmakers to provide a legitimate alternative to underperforming, activist-driven public schools, and establishment educrats appear uneasy with such an affront to their status quo. I've been following charter schools over the last 25 years, and I've never seen a governor attempting to use charters in such an overtly political way. University of California, Berkeley education and public policy professor Bruce Fuller told The Times. You've had governors who've encouraged the growth of charters to provide more high-quality options for parents, but it's highly unusual to see a governor deploy the charter mechanism for admittedly political purposes. The charters that Hillsdale sets up, however, are not owned or operated by the college itself. Rather, schools sign up to use the curriculum and the college provides free training for faculty and staff. One critic of the Hillsdale curriculum said it takes an overly positive view of American history. It talks about the enormity of slavery, but in almost every case, everything that's bad about America will be undone by what is good. Dr. Sean Wilentz, a Princeton professor who also criticized the 1619 Project, told The Times. Almost, literally, that American ideals will overcome whatever evils may be there. The Times also complained that the curriculum takes a critical view of seismic assaults on federalism such as the New Deal and the Great Society programs of the 1930s and 1960s, respectively, as well as its lack of reference to climate change in science offerings. The outlet does concede, however, that the schools produce higher than average SAT scores among their student populations. This article has been corrected to reflect the fact that Hillsdale College does not receive public funds and that the 1776 curriculum was not created as a direct response to the New York Times 1619 project. Brecken Eftese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at BreckenFtese.